I do think about him now, and having, you know, he's been in a lot of my fictions now for over 20 years. And, you know, I've always said in the past I'm not terribly interested in character, and he's been a rather kind of cardboard cutout figure that I've just used to symbolise various things. And in this book, he does have a hinterland, and he has an internal life, and he has an emotional life, and we're in it. And I began to think of him in this book as this sounds really weird, as kind of a bit like my dad, actually.
Your dad?
Yeah, well, because we've been together for so long now. And I sort of, in writing his hinterland, I began to feel, well, this is who you are. You know, that when you have a baby, I don't know whether you had this experience, but certainly with my first child, I remember very powerfully thinking, as the baby's face emerged, oh, that's who you are. I've been trying to build this relationship with you through the pregnancy. But there you are. You're fully formed. You're a person. And I sort of felt this way about Busner. When I got him on the page and started being inside his head, I thought, oh, that's who you are. I've known you for years and years and years. So child, father, you know, you can see how it works.
Well, you can see how it works. But why do you think you'd want him inhabiting your fiction?
He does things for me. I mean, I'm fascinated. I was very, you know, I think that the late adolescence, the early adulthood, it's the generator of so much creative impetus for artists. That's where it all happens for us as a rule. And, you know, what happened for me during that period was this kind of odd experience on the fringes of mental illness, either through addictive illness or other areas of mental and psychological disturbance, coming into contact with the psi professionals, as they're called, in various forms and ways, and reading theoretically around psychoanalytic thought. These ideas were heady stuff, if you'll forgive the pun, for a young man, and they've stayed with me always. And I think Busner has acted as a conduit for working out my thinking on these questions. And the main question I want to kind of solve, but though I know it's insoluble, is kind of what is madness? And so by reintroducing him into fiction after fiction, he works to kind of investigate it on my behalf.